from Amazon's package delivery drone to the Air Force's mighty MQ-1 Predator, unmanned aerial vehicles come in a variety of shapes and sizes. Down at the coast, marine scientists are working on new ways to apply the technology with promising results. It all starts in a large open field in Beaufort. Assistant professor of the practice of marine conservation and ecology at the Duke Marine Lab, Dave Johnston, lugs a gray, hard-shell carrying case out into the middle of a clearing, sets it down, and begins assembling the battery-powered fixed-wing drone.
Made by a company called Sensefly. They're a Swiss company. They make both these kind of fixed-wing platforms, and they also make the multi-copters, the like quadcopter-type ones as well.
Weighing in at just over 24 ounces, the EB is no predator. Inside, it contains a GPS, barometer, and an instrument that measures wind speed called a pitot tube. Once Johnston attaches the wings, the drone prepares itself for takeoff.
The pitot tube has an LED in it, and right now it's going through all its system checks. And when it glows green, it'll have found all of its GPS locations, it'll have set its barometer and everything, and it's ready to go.
Once the EB finishes its autonomous pre-flight check, all Johnston has to do is program the flight plan on his laptop. While this is just a testing exercise, he hopes the Marine Lab will one day be able to use the EB for research projects, like mapping marshes and tracking sea turtles.
You can see on the map here that we're in this spot. What we'll do is we'll just make a little survey pattern, and you can see it's drawn a little box there, and we can then upload that to the drone.
Because the drone uses GPS for navigation, Johnston says it's very accurate.
It'll come and land. See, it's going through its flight tests right now, but it will come and land within probably 5 meters of the spot right here.
After the radio modem wirelessly transmits the flight information to the drone, we're ready to fly.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to shake it 3 times, and that's going to start up the propeller. And the propeller will then speed up and get to its appropriate RPMs for takeoff. Pilot probe will change colors. It'll go blue at first, and then it'll start flashing green when it's pretty much ready to go. And then if I tilt it up a little bit, it'll go back to solid green, and then it's ready for a launch. There it goes.
It's windy today, and the drone is tossed around as it climbs to an altitude of about 250 feet. Instead of a drone, it looks more like a hawk soaring high above the ground. But to Johnston, it resembles a fighter jet.
We kind of went with the Top Gun names. Right now, Maverick's in the air, and Iceman's back in the lab.
Both drones can stay in the air for up to an hour, but because of the winds today, Johnston decides to bring Maverick down. He enters the command to land into his laptop and is transmitted to the drone.
So now it's figured out that it's going to come back. It'll circle to figure out the best approach vector for landing, and then it's going to come back in and land, hopefully, kind of right where we thought it would.
As Maverick gradually descends, the propeller changes speeds rapidly, and the flaps adjust to bring it in for a soft landing.
Well, a little windy. Usually it comes back like within about 5 meters, but yeah.
It's not the best day for flying drones, but with each test, Johnston is gaining more experience and collecting valuable information on how the technology could help scientists study the coastal environment.
It makes our research, you know, more efficient and safer. We can sample kind of in between the scales that we normally have from satellites looking down versus walking around and making samples on the ground. This kind of fits right in the middle.
While satellites are only useful during the day, drones could be operated at night. Additionally, unmanned aerial systems are safer and more cost-effective than using airplanes or helicopters for research. Johnston says scientists who study storm surge and coastal erosion could use drones to survey the coastline more often and better document the changes.
Those people working on fisheries to be able to understand and map fish habitat, oyster beds and oyster reefs, effects of things like storms on them. There's a huge number of things that are being done at both IMS and CMAST at the NC State Lab that would benefit from this technology.
For now, Johnston and 3 other scientists involved with testing the drones must adhere to strict FAA guidelines, limiting flight below 400 feet and within visual line of sight. Johnston says the Duke Marine Lab applied for Section 333 exemption, which would allow them to fly drones in the National Airspace System.
The things that we're doing have all been previously exempted, the same aircraft, the same techniques.
we have a slightly different reason, research and education, but all those are very critical to making sure that unmanned aerial systems are incorporated properly and safely into the airspace. So we suspect that the FAA will be really happy to get our exemption, and that allows us to start doing things and provide them feedback on how it goes.
If the exemption is approved, Johnston says they'll begin work promptly on mapping marsh areas and tracking how they change with the seasons, and developing techniques for finding stranded animals along the shoreline.
I want to start working with sea turtles to be able to do at-sea surveys for sea turtles and looking for stranded turtles, working with NOAA and the state on those things. And then also really simple things like doing everyday flights here from the Marine Lab to be able to do a time series to look at change in the Bird Shoals area right across from the Marine Lab. A whole bunch of different things. Lots of opportunity.
Currently, Duke Marine Lab is involved in research using drones to document marine debris on beaches around the world through a project called Race for Water. Johnston hopes to apply the same technique to measure the impact plastic waste is having on beaches here in North Carolina. They also hope to monitor seal habitats and count their numbers from Cape Cod to Cape Hatteras later this year. The Duke Marine Lab should know by mid-July if their exemption is approved. In the meantime, an unmanned aerial systems workshop is planned at the coast June 29th through the 30th that will focus on marine science applications that employ drones and a participant-driven exploration of desires, expectations, and concerns about creating an unmanned aerial system in the community.
We've invited all of our science partners at all the science institutions in the region. We've also invited all the agencies, the federal and state agencies that deal with natural resource management, to come together and help us kind of scope out and guide the development of a drone facility at the Marine Lab, and something that we hope would, you know, form the backbone of a broader sort of development of that kind of capacity here in our region.
The two-day June workshop takes place at the Duke Marine Lab on Pivers Island in Beaufort from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, go to our website, publicradioeast.org, and click on the ENC events calendar.